Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Sweet. All right. Here with Ryan Sloan, part two. So you got here early January.
Yep.
And I mean, it's been like close to 3 months now, 4 months almost, that you've been down here. So how has this initial camp been for you?
Honestly, it's been really good. I mean, kind of has met all my expectations, I'd say. Obviously, all the fans here makes it a fun atmosphere. Having all the guys here, you know, makes it fun. And it's been a really good experience. I mean, as long as you know what you got to do for the day, the schedule isn't too confusing. You know, just look at what group you're in. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on, you know, but no, it's been really good.
How much of this has been what you expected and or different?
I think a lot of it has been expected. Obviously, just like the fact that everyone's here in the atmosphere, like you can't really get a feel for that, I guess you could say. But like just all the stuff that I've heard of, that this is what spring training's like, I think it's been pretty similar. You know, so I think it's been really good.
How many or how much of from conversations with some of the big league guys that you've been able to connect with? What are some of the big takeaways that you've?
Yeah, I mean, haven't been able to talk to a ton, but when I have, especially during shove camp, when guys came down here early, it was definitely an easier time because I'm going, they're going, so it's a tougher time to really connect and have a conversation. But a lot of it's just been, you know, take it all in. I think there's so much to learn, especially being a younger guy here. I think you have guys who have been playing baseball for 4, 5, 6, and then you got big league guys who have been playing for a lot longer than I have been playing. So obviously they're just going to know stuff that I just won't be able to comprehend yet, but be able to take that all in and really learn from everyone that's here, you know, take bits and pieces and try to make it into my own.
So what exactly is shove camp? We know that, you know, it's better to throw, if you can throw harder, it's probably better for the results, but what exactly, do they just have you out there throwing against the wall as hard as you can?
Yeah.
It's a long toss.
No, shove camp is pretty cool. I mean, I got down here like a week after it started, I think. But we got down here, it was essentially just like playing catch for the first week or two, and then we kind of got into like some pull downs, you get into getting off the mound, but it was really never throw this as hard as you can off the mound. Like, we all know that's going to come in the season. Yeah. And I think they had a good plan in place for everyone that came in. Everyone was kind of on a little bit of a different schedule just based on where they were in their throwing program. But I think it was a good setup. I think being able to get out here and get a feel for the schedule and the routine before switching actually starts was really helpful. So
going from the draft to current day, you weren't able to pitch in professional games yet, right? So walk me through that draft experience, I guess, first off. Some of the conversations that you had with the Mariners, did you know that you were going to get drafted by them? And then after that, what has that process been like?
Yeah. No, I had a good connection with the Mariners before. Talked to Andy McKay, talked to them at the draft combine, had a call with the area guy. But, you know, I definitely think we had a good understanding of each other. They knew who I was, I knew who they were, what they stood for. And, you know, draft time comes and take Gerangelo first pick. I'm like, okay, that's pretty sick, you know, switch pitcher. And then didn't know if I was going to make it to 55th, just because there was a wide range of where I could have gone being a high school arm. But ended up working out and, you know, everything went well. Now we're here, so.
Did you know about Gerangelo beforehand?
I knew of him, obviously, a little bit just because of social media and the guy's all over. Guy's a switch pitcher, guy throws 99 from the right and 93 from the left. Like, how can you not hear about it, you know? But after getting to know him, pretty good dude, electric stuff, you know? So it's pretty sweet.
And I mean, first time we talked, you mentioned that it was tough to try to figure out how to catch him. Has it been a little cleaner since?
Yeah, so I just made the easy switch. I don't play catch for them anymore.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, so, do you have an actual catcher for them?
I have an actual guy who's only a righty now. a lot easier to play catch for them. If he throws a slider, I know it's going to be a righty slider. I don't have to make sure it's not a lefty slider, which is helpful. But yeah, if I do have to play catch with them, you know, the mental focus has got to be there a little bit more than usual.
So the spring breakout was the other day. Yeah. You were able to make an appearance. You got 2 strikeouts in your 1 inning of work. What was that experience, being able to play with some of the top prospects for the Mariners in that game against top prospects from the Guardians?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty sweet. I think they had a good setup. It was a little bit of a chaotic start to get there. We didn't really know what was going on. It was raining a little bit. It was like 50 degrees outside. I'm like, this is in my element right now. This is some Chicago high school baseball weather. So I would be loving this. I'd be eating this up if this was our first high school game. But, you know, coming out of the pen, it was all good, you know. A lot of new things that I just haven't ever, like the pitch com was going on.
You had pitch com?
Yeah, the pitch clock, you know, so I think everything happened a little bit quick, you know, and quicker than it usually does for me. But, you know, just to be able to get the first one out of the way, first real experience, and, you know, all the stuff was there, you know, I think it was really good. Really good experience.
What did it feel like, you know, punching out that first guy in pro baseball?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty sweet. It was a good setup. It was actually funny. I didn't even know I got a ball violation the first.
Oh, really?
So, like, I started the count with 1-0. I didn't even know, to be honest. But then I go watch the video after, and they're like, yeah, the count is 1-0, and I haven't thrown a pitch. I'm like, where did I get this ball from? Still don't know. I don't even know how I got it. But, yeah, I mean, it was pretty sweet, especially on 3 pitches, too. Fastball was there. Slider was really good. So, yeah, it's pretty special.
So since you got here, I guess first off, seeing some of the other guys that came and pitched in that game, you started off with Logan Evans, yeah. And you got Brandon Garcia, you got Gerangelo, you got yourself. Some of those guys and being able to see and be a part of that, what have you seen from some of those other top prospects?
Yeah, I think especially with the older guys, Logan, Brandon, even Gerangelo, just, you know, going through college, I think it's really cool to see the routines they haven't set in place, and like Logan and Brandon really know their bodies. I think they really know who they are as a pitcher and what they need to do outside of pitching to prepare themselves to go throw in game and be successful. So I think just being able to see that and being around that, and, you know, as myself wanting to be a starter at the next level, I think taking what they do and trying it out, even if it doesn't work for me, I think has been cool to see. And just being around that, I feel like you hold yourself to a higher standard when you see other people that are in the position that you would like to be in the future. I think it holds me to myself to a higher standard. And, you know, you got to do this to get to where you want to be.
And I see you're wearing a Whoop. I got a Whoop too. Is that a common thing in this clubhouse? And what does your recovery look like?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like a good amount of people have one. Probably say like 20-25% have one. I just got mine like a month ago, okay. So still going a little bit through the calibration phase, but yeah. Sleep performance elite. I'm an elite sleep performer every day, 95% or above every time. Recovery-wise, I don't know. I don't know how that's calculated. I'll be like 60% one day, I'll be like 99% the next day. Yeah. It's all over the place for me, but it's been helpful. I mean, so we'll see where it goes, I guess, you know.
Yeah. I was talking with reliever Hunter Cranton, and yeah. He was saying that he feels like at this point he's a professional sleeper. Like, at this point and at this level, like, with how much stress you guys put in your bodies, like, yeah. Recovery and sleep specifically is such a big part of it.
Yeah. Yeah, for me, I mean, especially after I pitch, huge thing for me, I just eat, I grub. Oh.
What's like
Chipotle, it's a go-to Chipotle run.
Chipotle?
Every time.
Post game?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hopefully I'll have guac at home too. So I'll get it to go and then go get guac at home.
Save some money on the guac, make it at home.
And it's like, I could put way more guac on than they'll put on for me. So it's pretty sweet. And then I'll just sleep forever, as much as I can.
So the day of a start, what's your go-to meal to fuel up for the game?
Day of the start, oh gosh.
It's like Paul Skeens, I think he does fettuccine Alfredo before every start.
That's not bad. I honestly don't have one. I feel like I'm not big league enough to be like, hey, like, I need this food or else I'm not going to be well.
Right.
So really, whatever we got. Usually, I don't like eating a ton before a game, but, like, especially if it's, like, lunch, then we have, like, a 5 o'clock game, I'll eat. But whatever they got, I'm happy with.
Yeah. So by the time you got drafted and brought over here, You're 6'5", 230?
Yeah, around there, yeah.
So, I mean, at what point did you hit that growth spurt in high school or before then? And how was your training throughout your years in high school to get to this point?
Yeah, I mean, I was always taller. Mom's really tall. Mom's like 6'1". She played basketball, so that definitely helps. But weight-wise, I wasn't always really like chunky guy. I was pretty skinny. I'd say I was always on the taller end, but never really on the heavier side, or at least where I am now. But I'd say just getting in the gym, and my dad owns restaurants, so that I could contribute that to putting on weight to where I am at now. But yeah, I mean, just getting in the gym, eating, you know, I don't really track what I eat just because it's like
intuitive eating.
Right. Like I work out, like I don't need to track every calorie I eat, but yeah, I mean, I'm a big foodie too. So I like good food. I mean, just everything I feel like is added together to put me in the position I am now.
Yeah, so walk me through your pitch arsenal both in high school and then now once you've gotten into the Mariners organization, how has that shifted?
Yeah, I mean, high school I was fastball, changeup, slider guy. Changeup, just started throwing it, so it's relatively new to me. Wasn't really refined enough to where I had confidence to throw it a ton. But now that I'm here, I've added a cutter, still fastball, slider, changeup, and then the cutter that I just added. Sliders turning way more into a sweeper, which has been really good. Throwing it way harder now, more of the 84, 86 range, which is good. And then the changeup, just, you know, just keep adding feel to it. You know, it's a really good pitch for me, really good pitch against lefties and righties. So just building the confidence up to throw it, you know, throw it in the zone, throw it for strikeouts, because, you know, we know metrically it's a good pitch and it plays. So, yeah.
We knew that in high school you got up to 100 with your fastball. Have you messed around with the sinker yet?
Haven't yet. Haven't yet. Fastball, we haven't really messed with anything with the fastball yet.
Does that have a lot of ride to it, or is it?
Yeah, it'll, you know.
I'm curious on the spectrum.
I mean, for me, it's kind of interesting because I kind of, two ends of it for the fastball. Sometimes I'll ride it really true. It'll be like a true ride fastball from a low slot. And then sometimes it'll be ride run. Don't really know what I'm going to get, to be honest. I don't try to throw a ride run in a true ride, but it just comes out of the hand differently. But so maybe refining that, you know, add a sinker, who knows? I mean, the future holds a lot, you know?
Yeah, so actually a few of the guys in the rotation, Bryce Miller, George Kirby added cutters this offseason. Yeah. How did that come into play, and how did you decide to add that?
Yeah, I was always playing with it. Catch play wise, like last fall, I was playing with a cutter. Even high school wise, I never threw it in any games, but bullpen wise, I'd be playing with it. Just got to a point where I was like, you know, I can control it pretty well. You know, it moves pretty well. You know, might as well just start throwing in games, forcing myself to build some confidence into it. And that's what we've been doing to now, where it's a good, really good pitch against lefties. You know, don't throw it a ton against righties, but against lefties, it definitely does its job.
What's the velo on that one?
It'll be like 89, 92, depending on how, you know, I think definitely refine it as I get more comfortable with it. But as of now, just really just throwing it in games and being like, I'm going to locate this pitch and I'm going to get it in on lefties and we'll see what it does.
So growing up and then now in professional baseball, are there certain guys that you look after in the big leagues that you're trying to emulate or that you look up to?
Honestly, not a ton. Yeah. Not a ton. I think pitch-wise, not really, but like maybe like mentality and tempo-wise, I think there's some guys that I'll look at a little bit. Don't know the names off the top of my head, but really just tempo mentality-wise. I think pitching-wise, I'm my own pitcher. But then I can definitely take things from other guys, whether it's their tempo, mentality on the mound, how they throw their pitches, like the thought behind it. I think that's definitely things to take.
And mentality-wise, are you a guy that on your start days that like is pretty relaxed, or are you like Logan Gilbert that turns into Walter, like a different guy, like you got to focus in, don't talk to me?
I don't know. I really don't think I figured that out for myself yet, honestly. I mean, usually pretty laid back. I mean, but I definitely think that's somewhere that I could figure out a little bit more about myself, you know, just playing a ton more games, pitching more. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And then what are your goals for 2025 in this season? What are you looking forward to?
looking forward just to playing baseball, man. Yeah. Competing. I mean, it's been a while since I've been able to get out of the mound consistently since last high school season. So just be able to get out there, throw, and it's like the end of the day, like this is my job now, which is pretty cool to say. Like, so just being able to like really focus in on my routine, refine it really well, and go out and compete. You know, I think it'll be really fun. It's like helping me build up the confidence to just go out there and know that my stuff's really good, and where all I have to go out and do is compete because I put in the preparation in weeks in advance to be successful when I go out and pitch and throw. So all I got to do is just go throw strikes and compete.
Out on the backfields, have you faced any of those guys that played in the breakout game?
Who did I face? I faced Ty. Who else have I faced? Face Nip. I know Nip was there.
Okay. I just had him on today. He's pretty wild. Have you seen him pitch a bullpen?
It's absurd. It's
really?
Absurd. Yeah. He throws gas, and then he just picked up a changeup out of nowhere, which is really good. Slider's good. I mean, it's pretty electric. It's pretty electric. I'll give him that.
Yeah, and then I guess, have they told you kind of where you're heading to start the year, or is that up in the air still?
Honestly, not really. I really don't know. I feel like they've hinted at it a little bit, but, like, I don't even really have an idea, to be honest. They haven't came out and told me, like, hey, you're going to be in Modesto, or hey, you're going to be here. But I'm sure it's coming soon. I mean, we got to leave and pack up soon for whatever it is. So, yeah.
Awesome. Well, Ryan, really appreciate your time. Best of luck this year, and we'll see you out there.
Sure. Thank you.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.